Our scripture will be taken from 1 Corinthians, chapter 13, and verses 13. I'm going to be real quick. I got a few things I'm going to say, and then I'm going to sit down. Is that all right? And can I get a reader, please?
And now, abide of faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity.
Charity is love. You know, last weekend I did a poll with our singing group because I wanted to know what was going on in their lives. Since this is Youth Sunday, I'll tell you. So I asked them, how many of them get peer pressure in school? And they all raised their hand. Let me tell you what they say they're getting peer pressure about. So since we family, right? Let me tell you what they told me. They get peer pressure to do drugs. They get peer pressure to fight. They get peer pressure to self-destruct. They get peer pressure to not obey and respect their parents. Amen. Amen. Our kids are going through some trying times. But what caught my attention with my kids was most of them get peer pressure to steal. That concerns me. And that should concern my family. Amen. And so I talked to them about it. And the name of my lesson is called, when they hit low, you aim high. Amen. Say it with me. When they hit low, we aim high. And I know y'all say, he got that from Michelle Obama, and I did. Amen, I did. But it's going to be a different type of message. 2 weeks ago, another thing concerned me. Y'all might have heard about it. I saw on CNN, this young lady got raped by five guys, and I believe it was in Chicago or Baltimore, but it was on CNN. Five guys raped a 15-year-old girl. And they showed it on social media and bragged about it. Now, I'm going to say something. I have five daughters. If you have daughters, men, raise your hand. If someone have done that to one of my daughters, God will have to have mercy on my mind. Because I don't know what I would do. I'm going to challenge my men today. If you are a father of daughters, I need all my men. Give me 10 men to sit right across here. If you are a father, because I'm going to talk to my father. Men. I need 10 men. I need 10 men. Y'all give the men some love. I need 10 men. There's a reason why I'm doing this, because I want my men to know now is the time for us to stand up. Amen? We got to stop being fathers to our kids. Amen? We got to stop leaving our ladies hanging like my father did to my beautiful mother. And the best thing I can do for my beautiful wife is be there for her. Honor her. Respect her. Have her back. And it's time for us men to do that. And I'm not talking like I've been so perfect. The beauty of a testimony is I struggle as being a father to my daughter. I didn't want to be a father. I thought being a father wasn't cool. I'm going to use me as a testimony so you can't get mad at me. Amen. I didn't want to be a father. I was out there acting crazy, doing some crazy stuff, disrespecting women. Again, I didn't want to be a father. And me and Niambi, we struggle with each other. Her mother used to tell me, Greg, be a father to your child. No. But my mama always said to me, don't do what your father did to you. And I thought about that. I said, she's right, but I still struggle. There's five things that's got to happen in order for our black young men, our Hispanic young men, to get it together. I'm going to give you five concepts. One, turn to Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 26.
Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock.
We have to put God first in our life. We have to build a house on his foundation and not ours. Is that all right, family? Because when we build it on our foundation, we're going to fall. See, the kids are going to make mistakes. They're going to steal. That's hitting low. Aim high. They're going to rob. They're going to be disrespectful. That's hitting low. Aim high. Motivate yourself to do better. Amen. When they hit low, say with me, aim high. Say it again. Aim high. And that's to say, motivate yourself to do better. Amen. Amen. So you got to build your house first on God's foundation. And then second, these kids need to see that we love each other. If they don't see us loving each other, they're going to duplicate what they get. I should be able to say hi to my sister, Pinky. She should be able to say hi back to me. I should be able to speak to everybody in this congregation if we family. Ain't we family? Amen. I should be able to do that. Third. Well, actually, number two, it's time to be a father to our child. Yeah. Whether we with the mother or not, we got to help them out. Amen. You know, me and my wife drive to work every morning, and I want the community to see that I'm helping my wife with the kids. I want them to see that we're going to work, and I go to work with a suit on. So I want my black young men and my especially young men to see that we should get dressed up. Amen. Yeah. So we can be respectable. Yeah. I want my black young men to see that. And I'm glad I got to dress up. It's not to show off, because I want people to respect me and my race. I'm so tired of people hating on my race, my Hispanic race, and all they say we do, we just self-destruct. I'm so tired of that. So you know what I'm going to try to do? I'm going to try to break that chain and start doing things differently. I'm going to stop being the leader and not a follower.
Amen. Amen.
I'm so tired. That hurts me so bad when they hate on our race, because all they think all we do is kill each other. Hate on each other. Stop killing each other. Love each other. Let's love each other. Let's love each other. Stop killing each other. Stop hating on each other. Let's love each other. Say it with me, says love each other. Let's love each other. Fathers, we got to take a stand. And again, you can't get mad at me, because I ain't always been that. It's time for us to be role models in our community. Forget LeBron James. That's so far away. These kids should be able to look at all the leadership in the brother in here and say, I want to be like Brother Kendrick. I want to be like the great deacons and elders over there. Amen. I want to be like Brother J.K. Hamilton, Brother Thompson, Brother Justin. Amen. We need to be the role models. And not LeBron. Yeah. Fathers.
Yes, sir.
Just think about it. If somebody took our daughters and raped them, how would we feel?
Man.
Help these single mothers who don't have a father. Amen.
Yeah.
Help them out. I told the singing group, it's more than just singing.
Amen.
I love you more than how good you can sing. That's not important to me. But what's important to me is they get along. The young men respect the young ladies. Amen.
Amen.
That's what's important to me. It's bigger than singing. Because if they don't love each other, they're going to self-destruct anyway. They're dealing with a lot of trials and tribulations. And we got to help them out. So we got to be the role models. So when people look at Mountain View, they're going to say they got some great role models. Amen. They got some fathers in their lives. They got some good husbands. They need to see that. We need to start taking a stand. And ladies, our classy ladies, encourage us.
Amen.
Just encourage us. The greatest gift I ever received from my, when I met Candace, I had two beautiful kids. Candace had two. And I told Chunk and Bless that you don't have to call me dad or stepdad yet. Amen. Let me prove myself. And then all of a sudden, I married their mother. And their mother, every night we would go to bed, my so-called, what the world say, my stepson would say, I love you. I was like, ooh. My so-called, as the world say, my daughter would say, I love you. I was like, wow. Every morning, every evening, that touched my heart. Because now, I'm finally doing it the right way. They don't call me stepdad. They call me dad. I'm finally doing it the right way. Came from the ghetto. Didn't have a father. And now they're calling me dad. When my daughters come to me and say, Daddy, take me to McDonald's. And I say, Daddy, I love you. That touched my heart. I wish my father could see me now. He's got beautiful grandkids. And you don't even know. Emotional.
Yes.
All the trials and tribulations my mother had to endure growing up in Roxbury, working all night. My mother used to fall asleep at the table eating Carnation milk and cereal. And that's why, by the way, honey, I do like Carnation milk because of my mother. Nodding ahead, working in South Boston wasn't always safe to work in South Boston, growing up in Boston, especially if you was a black man or a black woman. She dressed us like we was rich, but we didn't have the money because she loved her four boys. So if I don't do what she taught me, then I'm not doing my job. Let me tell you what happened to me one time at Macy's. Before I left, I had a woman come up to me and she said, Greg, I got to tell you a story before you go. She said, I was your typical white person who did not like black men. Because all y'all do is kill each other, self-destruct, and rob. But then I met you. And I'm not saying that like I'm so perfect, because you see I'm not perfect. But one of the things I always want to do on my job is let them see me not as a player or disrespectful to my beautiful wife. When I go to lunch, I go with me, myself, and I. Amen. You don't start nothing, and then what? It won't be nothing. Oh, I like that. Let me say it right here. You don't start nothing, and what? Praise God. Praise God. So when I go to lunch, I go by myself. Because where's my wife at? Raise your hand, honey. She's from Georgia. She don't play. Amen. She said, you changed my mind. Because I see now that you're not the regular norm of a black man. Mountain View brothers, none of us are. Because if it was, we wouldn't be here today. Is that all right? We wouldn't be here today. It's hard raising kids, but they need us.
Amen.
They need us. Yeah. Sisters, do you need the fathers? Raise your hand.
Yeah.
Say, raise your hand, sisters. Come on. Do we need our dads? Amen.
Amen.
We need them. Sisters, say, we need our fathers.
We need our fathers.
You know, sometimes I want Chunk and Bless and my kids to see me. Now, sometimes in the house, my wife will come home from work and I'll tap her on the leg, and then I'll give her a blank eye. That means we love each other and we got a date. Amen. I want my son to see I love his mother. I cherish her. I respect her. And I got five daughters, and I better have some good men marry my daughters.
Amen.
You ever see that movie Bad when Will Smith act like he was crazy? Well, that's going to be me and my brothers. You know, my son went away yesterday back to Georgia. And I miss him a whole lot because he's been my, you know, in my mind, I had Chunk. Our relationship has been, it's been unbelievable. And we need to get rid of this step term, stepdad. Because when you take step, you know what happens? You treat them good one day and you treat them bad. You favor the ones you have. I don't like that word step. If I married the mother, they're all my kids. Amen. And if I can have 10 more, I will. Amen. Yes, I would. But my wife said, no more kids. Now, I do love my wife, so. And it's important that we brag about our wives.
Amen.
Ain't that important?
Amen.
Come on now. Ain't that important?
Amen.
You know, we family. And my kids get so excited when they come to my daughter, I love you. You should see, they stand on Grandma Mai's table and they talk about how much they, I love you more. Do, 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 do. That's my kids. They love coming here. Amen. It's a joy.
Yeah. Amen.
And the way y'all have embraced my family.
Amen.
And I'm going to point to everybody. It's been so humbling. I just got two more things to say. I'm going to tell you something. You're going to probably think I'm a little crazy, but I have a dream that one day I'm going to become a billionaire.
All right. All right.
Let me say that again. I'm going to go to this side. I have a dream, Pinky, Brother Chris, Pop, that I'm gonna become a billionaire. And my sister, when we become a billionaire, I'm gonna make sure I give to God. So where's my family at? Mountain View. So I'm gonna take care of my church family. Amen.
Amen.
When the single mothers come to me and say, Brother Greg Landrum, I need it, you got it. But I gotta make sure I take care of my family first. Real talk. One of the things I will invest in the community is my black men or Hispanic men getting out of prison. They can't get no love. Let me say it again. I will go to some powerful community leaders and I will invest into rehabilitating my men coming from prison. They deserve a second chance. I hate the drug dealer, but I love the person. Let's stop hating on people because they have a struggle. You don't know where they come from. My father was an alcoholic, and my mother used to tell us, stop drinking. Don't drink.
Yeah.
Because she knew that was in our genes.
It's all right, Greg.
So don't hate on them because they got a struggle.
Yeah.
Love them.
Yeah.
Love them. Love them, and they'll turn around.
All right. Praise God.
Sometimes you just love somebody, you'd be surprised what that'll do for them. So I will help them out. And then all these guys who's wearing their pants hanging down and they're showing their underwears, I will send them to college. And I will teach them how to be a fashion designer. Design your own, since you want to show your underwears on the backside, how about showing it to Nordstrom and they're selling on a rack? Amen. Since you want to show it, design them. Yeah, teaching how to become businessmen. Why you always think Fetty Wap? Forget Fetty Wap. You do your own Wap. We always look up to people with the same, and we got that same. There's no one can arrange music better than Brother Gerald Burnett.
Yeah.
That brother, I love. Oh man, I tell you. Whoo! My brother Hamilton Landrum. Brother Kendrick. And what's my other brother? Brother K. Love you, man. We all have some type of talent. But if we work together and help each other out, there's no sister in here should go without someone saying and not helping them. I know how it feels to be struggling when you're trying to raise young black boys. And now they're 16 and they're smelling themselves because now they got a little hair on their hump. Put some deodorant on.
talking about you love somebody. Brush your teeth. Stop all that foolishness. And then talking about I love somebody. You will not take a bath yet. I got that from my mama. I got that from mama. I did. Real talk. So my billion-dollar dream will be about honoring God and my sisters and my brothers helping you all out. Amen. And I believe one day I'm going to do it, y'all. Y'all keep laughing at me. Brother Thompson, we're going to become billionaires. And Mountain View, we're going to benefit. And I want everyone in the community to see that Mountain View is the new standard as far as helping people, loving people, loving people, loving people, loving people, loving people, and stop killing people. That's what we're going to be about.
Amen.
I'm going to share this with you all. You want to see the real, you want to understand a woman? Let me tell you the real power of a man. The real power of a man is in the size of the smile of the woman sitting next to him. See, I know I'm all right now, because you look at my wife. Honey, smile, 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 smile. When a woman's smiling, let me come on, come on. Yeah. When they're smiling, brother, we do something right. Amen. That's the real power of our swag. Seeing our ladies smile. You can't talk about you're a leader and you've been disrespectful to your wife at home. Now, I ain't saying me and my wife are perfect. Sometimes my wife say, go sit down somewhere. When she gets mad at me. But let me let y'all know about this beautiful person that I married. When I went through trials and tribulation, her and my mother, they had my back. And I told my wife, you don't ever have to worry about me doing anything crazy because you showed me loyalty. And I got to show you love. That's a great woman. Amen. That's a great black prop. That's a great black woman. And let me say this to my men. Can I get 10 more brothers? I want all my men to come up here and line up straight across here. I want all my brethren. If you have kids, come up here. And what I want to do, Brother Justin, if you do this for me, I want all my men who got kids, all men who got kids, I want y'all to come up here and line and face the church. And then after I do that, I want you, when they come up here, I want you to pray for all those men so we can be bonded, so the church can see that we unify, so the church can see that we are fathers trying to do better. And then can you, after that, can you give the invitation? Okay. I want the church, ladies, I want you all to see, it's about time that we men start standing up. And I want to see all these men. I don't have nothing against them. I love them. I want to meet them. I want to get to know them because you my brother. You my brother. And we should be working together and not against each other. And if the children can see all the brethren working together, then that's half the battle. I want y'all to take a look at this. Unity is power. Unity is power. I just want to tell you one last thing, and then I'm going to go. I had a speaking engagement in Tallahassee, Florida, and it wasn't in the best of neighborhoods. And I think I spoke to about 150 black young men. It was part of gangs, Bloods and Crips, and my wife can tell you, and my daughter can tell you. And I had to speak to them. You know, sometimes you have to go into the hood, and it's not always safe. And it wasn't safe for me. But I didn't care. I walked through that valleys of the what? But I what? I don't fear no evil no more. I'm not supposed to be afraid of no man. None. Because when I got God on my side, can no one be against me.
and I take a stand of that. And I had to speak to 150 guys. Some of them was drug dealers, gang members. But I remember one in particular. He had just got out of prison. And he told me he's 19 years old, and the world told him he can never recover from that. And he came to me and my wife crying. And I told him, ain't how you start the game. It's how you finish. I love you all. God bless you all. And y'all please pray for all our brethren. Because now the new stereotype should be fathers.
All right.
Y'all give them a hand. Thank you.